Hey everybody, welcome back to This Dude Started Something podcast. It's crazy saying welcome back because it's our second episode. But yeah, today we're going to be going over haircuts and how they relate to different work situations, different people, what type of people are rocking what type of cut. That's what we're going to be going over today. Yeah. Different type of fades, different type of blends. We're going to be hitting it all. And so, this just kind of started out, me and Oliver were thinking about getting buzz cuts for the summer. And then we kind of thought about how we could relate it to business. So, yeah, the first cut I want to talk about is the buzz cut, because that's what we're thinking about doing for the summer. And, yeah. What type of person do you think is rocking a buzz cut in the world of business?
Oof. I think to rock a buzz cut, you got to be confident. You got to be successful already. You have to have a few inches of success for sure in order to just have the confidence to shave your head like that. And whenever we're talking buzz cut, are we talking how many millimeters on top are we talking? Because there's a crazy difference. The world of buzz cuts is like, there's like the nice Rafe Cameron buzz cut, or there's like the all around. Like, even the sides are, like buzzed, you know?
Okay.
Because, like, rock with the ones where, like, it's all the same all the way around your head. I like it where it's, like, longer on top a little bit.
Okay. Like a fade.
It's buzzed on top. Yeah, yeah. It just fades off to the side and then goes to skin, you know?
Like, it's almost like a bald around the ears type vibe, and then it gets buzzed on top.
Otherwise, you just look crazy. Like, you look like you lost a bet.
Yeah, that's true. Here, let's pull up some buzzes here so we can just get a feel. I looked up bad buzz cuts, and honestly, I don't even see that many. Like, most everybody in here...
Oh, you looked up bad buzz cut and got Michael B. Jordan. That's insane.
Dude,
Half of them are girls.
Oh, boy, this one's bad.
That's not even a buzz, dude.
That's dirty. Like a caterpillar on the forehead type cut. I don't know. Yeah, but dude, you really hit the nail on the head with the, you got to be confident, because it's like, dude, you're literally taking off the makeup, you know, when you, when you go to a business meeting, you're taking off all cover up of like the sweat dripping down the forehead. Like maybe the hair could have covered that up, but like, no, now you got the buzz. That's so obvious.
But I think what the buzz does for you is it absolutely it carves your jawline. Like, all of these dudes, if they had long hair, their jaw doesn't look that good. But their jaws look crazy now. Like, that's even so that girls, dude.
Dang. And that's why it's the lesbian cut for some girls, because they like that jawline, I feel like.
Yeah, or the Wakanda cut.
Yeah. Whew.
And I feel like pairing it with facial hair, that's like the same thing.
That's the point I was about to bring up.
Yeah, it's next level.
So, yeah, I think... Earlier, before we even hopped on the call, you were saying you got to be rich to rock a, or you got to be successful, I feel like, to rock
just a little bit of success.
Yeah, just a little bit. Even if it's just like a small clothing brand that only has two sales, like you started something.
Yeah. Like you sold something.
Right. Like you tried you set up an Etsy, maybe. Like, you set up the account, but it was, like, private or something.
You verified your email. Yeah. You're in.
Yeah, dude. That's true, dude. Dude, this is why I want to get the buzz, bro. Like, I feel like now
I'm starting to talk about buzz. Bro, that girl has a full head of hair. What is this? Dude. Look up Rafe Cameron buzz cut. I'm not trying to, like, OBX glaze, but, like...
No, I know what you're talking about. Like,
it's perfect.
He's the buzz, I think.
That's a good cut. I don't know if we are going to get that same. Because, dude, his jaw, his facial structure is just better.
Yeah, I don't know. I was about to say that I feel like this is obtainable. Like, some of the ones when you look up good buzz cuts, it's just like, it looks like it almost went through Photoshop. But this, let's look at.
Here.
Which one should we do?
Oh, here.
Oh, see what I'm saying? Because he doesn't have the perfect hairline. I mean, look at this little spot right here. It's like,
no,
what is
that? True. That's true. And then off to the side.
Yeah, I mean, it's not perfect, and I feel like.
But if you cover up the bottom half of his face, and you just look at the top, I guess it's still decent.
Looks like Eminem, dude, when he had a.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You see that guy?
Yeah, dude, let's not call him out like that, dude. We might need to blur him or something.
Yeah, we'll blur him. Here, look up the turtle jaw meme. Put jawline meme. Yeah. I feel like that girl sometimes.
Yep. Jawline check!
Oh shit, Meg, you're a good one.
No. That's so bad.
Well, I feel like her sometimes. All right, turn it off.
No, I also, yeah, everybody feels like her sometimes. I feel like we can't call her out on the podcast like that, dude.
Yeah, no, we probably can't.
Dude, like, her friend knew, too, before she pointed the camera over there, like, what was going to happen.
Right. Oh, but also, I feel like it's, like, the way she was doing it. Because, like, if I do it that way, like, it, you know? Like, she was looking at the sky. Like you need to, like, more look to the side.
Yeah. Honestly, I just need to get my neck, like, a little bigger. Like, I need to get my neck like this guy.
That's bringing back memories, bro. That's bringing back memories.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, are those like his traps or?
I don't know, dude.
Oh no, dude, that's just neck problems.
No, I think it's just yeah. No.
Bro, the 90 Day Fiance guy.
Dude, this dude's neck starts at his pecs, bro.
Oh my god, bro, they did him so dirty in the one down there, but like, I don't even know that one. It's so dirty.
Oh, dude. All right. Okay, let's get on to another cut or something. I feel like we kind of got off track.
We can hit a quick summary here. I think you got to have the right facial structure or just a ton of confidence. I mean, if you're out there thinking, should I get a buzz cut? You know, just do it. Just do it. It's going to grow back maybe a few months.
Well, yeah. Here, let's look up average hair growth rate.
It's about an inch every 2 months.
Really? Did you just whip that out of nowhere?
Yeah.
Half an inch per month or roughly 6 inches per year. Well, that's not...
Translates to exactly what I said. Inch per 2 months.
Dang.
Half inch a month.
Well, yeah, I mean, that means you really only have, like, a small period where...
You got, like, 3 months before you can do something again.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And think about it this way. You can always wear a hat.
Exactly. You know? That's 3 months to try out new hat styles.
Yeah. You know? And I would honestly consider doing it in the summer. One, it's a lot warmer, so I don't know, probably feel better. And then, like, you can wear, like, baseball caps more, probably. And, like, or I don't know. I guess you could wear a stocking cap in the winter, but I don't know.
That's true. I mean, you could always go with the beanie, too, you know? You could try skateboarding, you know, throw a beanie on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But then when you put a beanie on, but there's no hair coming out, like, at the top or, like,
dude,
in the back.
Look up beanie with buzz cut. I feel like it's a good look.
You think? Okay, let me check this out.
Maybe. Sure. I don't know. I could...
All right, here we go. Beanie with buzz cut. Whoa.
Okay, and...
Okay, here's probably...
It's not a good look. Oliver was wrong about that one.
No, yeah. I don't really rock
it
with the
look. It looks like something I'd see in, like, a... Oh, what's the place I'm looking for? Oh, like kind of like an Urban Outfitters advertisement.
Mm. Yeah. Or like a, I don't know, futuristic type of sci-fi movie where like you take off the hat and it's just his brain showing up. You
yeah. Know
like his head is just open.
Yeah, no, yeah. Beanie's a bad look. Honestly, just be confident. No way. Rock the buzz. Just rock the buzz.
Just rock the buzz, dude. Or a baseball cap might be cool. But yeah, and I mean, something you do got to consider is like, yeah, if you do a buzz cut and then you're like, okay, I want to go back to long hair, you do have to go through that awkward phase of like medium sized hair.
But it doesn't have to be awkward. It's all about how you look at it, you know. Like if you're only thinking about long hair, then yeah, it might be awkward. But like you got to think about as like an opportunity, you know. Like this is my chance to experience medium not quality, medium length hair. Like, just try some new styles. It's all about perspective.
That's a good point. Yeah, because when you think about it, it's like, okay, I would have to wait like 6 months before I could be right where I am right now with this medium length hair, you know?
Yeah, you got to live in the now, you know?
Yeah, you do. Which you're now, though, I mean, your hair is already kind of medium length, which, like, you get a buzz.
Mine right now, dude, mine's long.
Okay, yours is long, but compared to mine, like,
no, dude,
I would have to wait a long time.
If I throw mine up right now, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Watch it not go anywhere. Like, bro, look at that shit's long.
Yeah. Well, my, okay. Look at this. I mean, because mine's curly.
Bro, you could look like, what's his name? Incrediboy. You know, the bad dude from The Incredibles with his hair, like, straight up?
Oh, the kid that lives in the mines? Like, the ground or whatever?
Nah, dude.
No? What?
You know Incrediboy? Or, what's his name? It's like...
I don't think his name's Incrediboy, dude. It is Incrediboy. Oh, Syndrome, dude.
Yeah, it's Syndrome, but he says, I am Incrediboy.
Oh, yeah. I totally could look like that. Yeah. Dude, I could see Matt Bryan's pulling out that look, bro.
Bro, we always used to tell him he looked like that. Shout out to Matt Bryan's over at Bishop Athlete Representation, by the way. It was great having you boys on.
Dude, that's crazy that you saw it too, bro.
No, I've like told him that before, I feel like. Or maybe I've told someone else that. But anyway, Matt, you look like Syndrome, and that's a compliment. Because... Because Syndrome's awesome, and, you know, he's a cool guy.
Yeah.
Very powerful guy, so.
Yeah, that's, I mean, crazy.
No hate there at all.
No.
I mean, someone told me the other day in class that I look like, Clay from 13 Reasons Why. So, I would take Syndrome over that any day.
Really? You don't like Clay? I don't even know who you're talking about.
Bro, like, the short guy from 13 Reasons Why. The guy who's, like, quiet and, like...
Yeah, I haven't even seen that.
Yeah.
Let's pull him up.
Oh, God.
Oh, the main guy?
Yeah.
You don't like him?
I don't think I look like him. I think, like, my jaw's less square.
Yeah, no, I don't see it actually at all.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that.
But I don't think he's bad looking.
As well?
Yeah,
this girl just comes up to me and she goes, you look exactly like Clay from 13 Reasons Why. And I just said, damn.
That's a good response. And then did you just walk away or what happened after that?
No, I said, that's crazy. And I said, okay. He's the main guy, right? And she's like, yeah. And then the guy next to me goes, he's a good looking dude.
Oh,
because okay. He was like trying to make me feel better.
Do you have to see this girl again, or is it just a rando?
Nah, I don't know. She says about me in class, probably. Yeah. Oh, and then actually, after last class, she goes, "Bye, Clay."
Oh no, dude! That's what I was about to ask. Like, is it going to be a reoccurring thing? Like,
it's going to stick. It's going to stick.
Ah, oh, that sucks, man. Yeah, dude. People have been saying, dude, it was crazy. A couple months ago, in the same day, nobody had ever said this about me at all. This person's grandma said I looked like Joe Jonas.
Dude, you do! I was trying to figure it out. I feel like I've told you that before.
I don't remember anybody telling me that, but then what's crazy is then this dude DM'd me that night, a guy from high school. I hadn't talked to him for like a year. Randomly DM'd me that night and was like, bro, you look like Joe Jonas from the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
The same night. And nobody ever said that before. I was like, what? That is crazy. Like, what is the chances of that?
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah.
Shoot, dude, am I saying that's nuts too much? I feel like I'm going to watch this back and we're going to have a that's nuts count.
Well, that's only nuts that I remember talking about so far.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I think I'm going to try to use the podcast to, like, expand my vocabulary. Or not expand. I have a pretty nice vocabulary. I just don't use it. You know, it's mostly vaulted. I feel like I just have the same words on repeat because, like, the brain doesn't have to think as much. It just shoots them out. But
yeah, no,
I'm going to try to reach back into the vault and grab some new things out.
Bro, That's a perfect opportunity, yeah. Because there's so many times I'm like sitting in my room, and I'm like, oh, I need to start saying this more. Like, I need to whip this one out, and I say it once to myself.
Precisely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good one right there. Yeah. And then it just never comes out, though, in the real world. So I feel like this is a good opportunity to do that. Maybe I'll keep like a list during our podcast, and I'll be like,
dude, okay, I like that. Let's like come up with like 10 like words or phrases that we need to like say by the end of the podcast.
Okay. Yeah, one of them I like that you said the other day was all time. Like, bro, that's all time.
Mm, yeah, dude, that's all time.
Yeah. Dude, that's fire.
That's a classic one for sure.
One of them a while ago we were going to start saying was, that's cheese or something.
Bro, that's cheese.
Cheddar, dude. That's cheddar.
Oh, cheddar. It was cheddar. Yeah,
it's cheddar.
Yeah, because cheddar's just cheddar. Like, because isn't cheddar another name for, like, money?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, yeah, or cheese. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's true. It is. So I guess we could just be like, yeah, dude, that's chatter. It's supposed to snow tonight. Shout out to Charleston area. It's supposed to snow. It's supposed to get 10 inches. That's a ton. It's a lot of inches.
I can't imagine that. I don't think it's going to be 10. It's just crazy imagining even snowing there, you know?
It's supposed to start, what time is it now? It's supposed to start in about an hour. So we'll update on that during the next podcast, but... we'll see. Maybe I'll post a picture.
Do you think it's gonna be hard for like the city to like control the snow? Like, do you think it's gonna be the streets gonna be blocked?
Yeah, they're talking about shutting the bridges because the problem they had last time was icicles like 300 feet up at the top of the Ravenel were like falling onto cars.
Oh my goodness, are you serious?
Yeah, like imagine how scary that'd be. Like
that can be really dangerous. Imagine you have a sunroof, dude.
Yeah, it would go right through a big icicle, right through. Because that's going terminal velocity, 10-pound icicle, fat one. That'd be crazy.
They should put some like heating pads up there or something.
Yeah, it's just not like feasible because it only happens. It's like a 1 in 10 year event, once a decade event. So
yeah, shoot, dude, that's kind of crazy. Like, I mean, yeah, some cities have to shut. Even, like, Lee's Summit, like, when we got all this snow, like, it's really not that much snow compared to, like, what, like, Buffalo, like, gets, like, in New York, you know? Yeah. But they handle it, you know what I mean? Like, they could handle the amount of snow we got really easy, and it took us, like, a week.
Right.
It's pretty crazy. But, like, you guys, I can't imagine. You don't get snow at all.
Yeah, we have a snow day tomorrow, actually. Fun fact.
Oh, sick, dude. I was going to ask you about that. Nice.
Yep. So, that's fantastic. No school tomorrow. Maybe I'll go outside, play in the snow. Definitely take some pictures of the snow on the palm trees. I'm excited to see that.
Oh, dude, I've never seen that before. That would be cool.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about that igloo
I saw that post, and I commented on it. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, no, I saw it. I think I liked it. Was that the first time I showed you the igloo, dude?
Yeah, you didn't tell me about it or anything. No. I had to find out through Instagram feed. So, yeah, that's cool. Best friends, but it's fine.
Dude, I can't believe I didn't tell you that. Like, I even FaceTimed my mom in there. Like, we were
showing. Dude. I would have loved a FaceTime call from the igloo.
It's still a lot. Like, it's not melted yet, so I could probably go out there in a little bit if you want to see it. But
yeah, dude. We could make a little podcast clip for the channel.
That'd be sick, dude. Yeah, we've spent, like, me and Lauren spent, like, probably 8 hours on it.
Dude, I could tell. It seemed pretty, like... pretty sturdy. All right. Sorry about that, guys. Welcome back. We had some technical difficulties there. Took a few tangents from the buzz cut, but we're going to head back to haircuts now. We're going to go into the man bun here. Brayden, what do you think about the man bun?
Okay.
Man bun in the workplace, for starters. Not on the soccer field. In the workplace. Yeah.
Soccer field would have been a crazy one to discuss. What if we're talking? What if we did soccer as a work, like as a job? Like, what if we did soccer? Because honestly, I could see a soccer coach.
It's valid. Yeah. No, it's valid on the field. If you're on turf, feel free to have a man bun. If you step into the 70th floor of an office building with a man bun, it gets questionable.
Okay.
Unless there's turf in there.
Well, I don't know. I feel like I could almost see like a young, like, minor league soccer owner rocking a man bun. I feel like I could see that. I don't know.
Yeah, you gotta have an accent though, right? You gotta have an accent.
Oh yeah, like Australian or like maybe like Scotland or something. I don't even know.
Yes, English. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's pull up the man bun here, just so we can get a better idea.
Also, I did have a black professor that had a man bun, and I thought that was pretty dope.
Okay, I like that actually.
That guy just looks stupid though. The white ginger down there.
Yeah, that looks like maybe Taylor Swift in another universe.
Right, right, exactly. Like, you put a beard on Taylor Swift, that's that guy.
Yeah, dude. Okay, here's another thing. Like, if you're Aquaman, yeah, go ahead and rock a man bun.
That's right, fine. Yes. If you're immortal, in the ocean, go ahead.
If you're immortal, if you live in the ocean, yeah, by all means, dude.
Right.
Rock a long hair and a bow tie. But, like...
Mm-hmm. Oh, but if you're like the rest of us and you're gonna die, I don't know.
Yeah, dude. This one is crazy. This one looks like a chia pet, bro.
Dude. I don't know why they do that fade on the side.
Nah, the fade with the bun is not it. Like, honestly, because I can't see what's any the process? Of these guys.
Like, what's the process for growing that?
It's probably you grow it out and then
keep it long on top and shave the side. That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. But, I mean, to be honest, though, like, looking at all these photos, I can't see any of these guys. Oh, my
God. Is that Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah, down here.
That's
friggin'
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I rock with that. I think you should stick to the Titanic Justin Bieber cut, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. That was probably when he made his first, like, 50 mil. So he's like, all right, I can rock this now.
You can do whatever. But is it even really... valid though, because like, yeah, I know he's rich, but I don't even really.
He might be immortal.
We can't rule that out. That's true.
Can't rule that out. Yeah.
I just look at these guys right now. Tell me, like, okay, does any of these persons own a business? Like, we've only seen actors here.
Yeah, I mean, they have to, or they have to be in sustainability studies or something. I don't really know. I just see a lot of that.
Yeah, dude.
Yes. Here, oh, so is the man bun gay?
Yes, I was looking at that.
This is okay. Educational purposes only.
Yeah, let's see what AI comes up with here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's struggling. I've never seen it struggle.
Okay.
It's not. Okay, that's good to know.
Well, it says it's not inherently gay.
Right.
Okay, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
I was telling us not to associate a hairstyle with a sexuality. Okay, so AI has no idea what it's talking about. It's never heard of the Ellen.
Reddit, on the other hand, could have a
Reddit definition. Has some good stuff, yeah.
I don't... Should we click on this?
Let's do it.
All right, let's see what happens.
If it's 18 plus and inappropriate, it doesn't let you in without logging in, so... We good.
Oh, this guy agrees. On Jason Momoa, no. I mean, yeah.
So valid. That is exactly what we said.
This guy's saying it depends on your overall look.
Also, that's not a guest. A girl, that's a guy. So, or that's not a guy, it's a girl. It's Jess.
Oh, yeah, my fault, Jess. Well, it is Jess C on Reddit, right. So it could be Jesse. So we can't really...
Yeah, but I actually kind of digged. Actually, yeah, that might be a dude. Steph Carpenter? Yo, pull him up. Steph Carpenter.
What do you mean? That's a guy here?
Under Matt, he said, I like them on Steph Carpenter.
Yeah, this is Steph.
That's better. Oh, okay. See, okay, so now we have it's valid if you're a rock star, Aquaman, or immortal. Or on a soccer team. I think those are four good standards to have.
Yeah.
Other than because that, if we just allow everyone to do it, then it's not cool anymore, you know? But if we keep it to those four categories, it's okay.
Yeah. No, I agree. 100%. And, yeah, honestly, something I just thought about is, like, companies that sell hair products that are, like, specific, you know, targeted at lawn hair people probably are going to tell you otherwise. They're going to be like, yeah, do the man bun. You know, grow out the hair because they want to sell you their products.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. Maybe we could talk. Maybe we could get like a, you know,
that's so true. That's so true.
Yeah. Or like some, yeah, like a conditioner guy.
Yeah. Like on all these articles that say, grow a man bun, do the long hair. Long hair's in. That could totally just be like sexy hair propaganda. You know, like the company Sexy Hair?
Yeah, too. Or Sephora. Like,
yeah, just Sephora propaganda.
Yeah, I could totally see him doing that. So I would just say, to be safe, come to us, and we'll give you the answers.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say if you're on a soccer team, if you're a rock star, you're immortal, or you're Jason Momoa, Aquaman, you're good to rock a man bun. Other than that...
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, other than that, just stick to the...
Otherwise, maybe see someone... interview us, you know, we'll be happy to let you know. I guess we really didn't discuss in an office setting. I might just say no unless you're the boss.
Okay.
And then again, are you immortal? It just comes down to that. Yeah, so. It
comes down to that. I think it's safe to say I probably won't be rocking a man bun anytime soon until I become the boss.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Same here. Cool. Oh, next hairstyle. Do you have any
ideas? I want to talk about the what's it called? The mullet, okay?
Because
It's come back in style recently. And yeah, let's.
There's a lot of different types, though. A lot of different types. Because there's the real mullet, the real Southern country boy mullet, and then there's that one. That's not a real one.
You know? That's city boy.
Yeah, that's like city TikTok mullet. All of these are. I'm yet to see like an actual one. Look up country mullet, because that's not what we're talking about. But
yeah, no, this is not legit right here.
See that one. Scroll. Boom. Mullet haircut. Yep, that's the legit one.
Yep.
And now that's not okay.
You don't like that?
Oh, I mean, on him. I mean, if he rides bulls, it's fine.
I feel like he'd be a chill uncle, though.
Yeah, free cigarettes.
It's true. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It looks a little rough on the sides here. It definitely could be. I mean, I'm not here to judge his haircut. I mean, we're here to talk about, is it acceptable in the workplace? And honestly, this
one... Yeah, shoot, I probably shouldn't have said the free cigarettes part. He does look like a very nice guy.
It's all good.
I would invite him to my birthday party, you know? He's cool guy, so.
I don't know, like, if that... if you're being interviewed at a job, don't rock a mullet. But maybe after you get the job, like, you can start to grow one.
Mm-hmm. It's just... Yeah, see, and that's the safe thing about a mullet is, like, the process, you know? Like, the journey. You can experiment, and then if people start giving you looks... Or if someone says something, then it's like, okay, maybe I shouldn't do this. But I think the more TikTok ones are definitely acceptable. As long as they're not extreme.
This guy has a nice head of hair right here.
Yeah, that's pretty nice right there. But I don't know how that looks from the front.
You know how it looks in the front? Yeah. I wonder if we could visit this guy's thing here. Salt grooming? What is this? Maybe we should get this, the owner of this, on the podcast.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, go to contact.
Oh, Jason, what is his face? What is his name? Jacob Lorney?
Yeah, Jacob Lorney. Or what is it?
I don't know.
Oh, E-Lordy. It's Jacob E-Lordy. Yeah. Why are they acting like Jack Harlow has a mullet? That's not even a mullet. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, let's go on this side. They're kind of fake.
This is more here. Propaganda.
Yeah, definitely.
Is that AI generated on the right?
No, I don't think so, dude. I think it's legit.
No, it's not.
No, I'm playing. That's definitely AI.
Get out.
Get out of there. I don't know. One thing I do like about the mullet is it's creative. I like the creativity behind it. And I feel like they're definitely a creative person if they're working in your... office, you know, and they have a mullet.
I'm gonna have to call Braden real quick. Yeah, what's up, buddy?
With it raining and sleeting and all that fun stuff, I've been watching the weather, and I have a weird feeling that I'm not going to be going anywhere tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, no way.
Yeah, the company seems to think we're going to be okay. I don't foresee that happening. And if it does, then I'm still not going anywhere tomorrow.
Okay.
So I'm going to stop and get groceries at Walmart. So two things. The first thing, is there anything I can get us, whether it's for the apartment, for either you or Colton, or anything that we might need, anything at all that I can get for anybody?
I think I'm good. I'm ready to brave it out. I got groceries yesterday. I got some Cheez-Its.
Forgot anything or anything like that?
I think I'm all right. But yeah, what's the second thing?
So the second thing was, since it's raining and Walmart only does the paper bags, assuming I can't get any plastic ones that won't dissolve by the time I get there, do you think if I pull up, you can come out and grab them real quick?
Yeah.
So they don't, if I'm walking back with them and they're getting soaked, they're just going to rip and I'm not going to get back.
Yeah. That's cool. I'll try to run down there. Just shoot me another text. I'm actually filming a podcast right now, and you've been on that. I probably should have let you know. But you can say what's up to the podcast real quick, and give us your take on man buns in the workplace. Because man buns on the soccer field, we said that they're okay. But how do you feel about them in the workplace?
Well, hi, podcast. I'm happy to be on here. But man buns in the workplace, I don't like man buns. So I feel like, although it's like a clean mess, I still feel like it's a mess. I feel like it's not as clean as one might hope.
All right. That's very well put.
That's a good take.
Appreciate that. Drive safe, Bron. I really appreciate you asking if I need anything.
Yeah, sure. Sorry to bother you.
No worries, man. All right, text me when you're here.
I got you. Thank you.
Yep, I'll see you.
Wow, right, dude. Bron. All right,
Bron had a good take there.
Bron against man buns is honestly so surprising to me, dude.
I didn't see that. That was not on my 2025 bingo.
No. He's basically teasing a man bun the way his hair is right now. You know?
Right. Yeah, he's edging the man. Oh, shoot. There we go. Yeah, I don't know if I can say that.
No, he is, though. Because it's like, dude, I bet some nights when he's asleep, he's basically rocking the man bun the way the pillow's groping his hair.
It's so true. Like, his hair is trying to get in the man bun while he's sleeping. Yeah. It just can't.
Yeah, dude.
That's so true.
That's crazy you said that, but I mean, it's a good take. I'm glad he.
Oh, absolutely, and I respect it. I respect his beliefs there in man bun culture, especially as a former soccer player, former potential D1 draft pick. So
that's true.
He knows the man bun market. So
yeah, dude.
Respect to him. Man, I'll have my cameras back on. It's nice to see everyone again.
Yeah, dude, good to see you. I was a little scared there for a second. Sounds like a pretty nasty snowstorm's coming in, dude. You're gonna have to let us know how that is.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think we're gonna get some skiers out here. People are gonna get their jeeps out and get pulled and like snowboard down the street.
Oh, dude, that'd be sick. You should take some video of it. Yeah, I feel like I can almost already tell the snow's coming in with the quality of your video.
Dang, bro, that's a crazy thing to say.
Well, like, just over the phone. You know, obviously in post it's going to be fine. But
oh, okay, well, dang. I hope it is good in post. Also, I don't know. Yo, Colton! We're going to get him on the podcast. Colton! Come here! No, here,
Let's come with a new haircut you can talk about. We already talked about man buns. Yeah, like let's get a girl one. Let's get a girl cut going. We haven't talked about any girl cuts.
I don't know. We might get in a sticky area there.
No, let's do a bobby cut. Let's do a bobby cut. Hold on.
All right. That's cool.
Bobby cuts.
Everyone, this is Colton. This is my good friend and roommate. Welcome to the podcast. Hop in here. Say hi.
Hey, how's it going?
When you get your take, on haircuts in the workplace, we're gonna. All
right. Yeah, name's Colton. junior here at the college. With a major in computer science, minor in data science.
What do you think about the bobby cut on girls?
Bobby cut?
Yeah.
I mean, it reminds me of like Elma or from The Incredibles. Elma.
Wait, is that the short girl. Chick?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that one's nice.
I mean,
this is a respectful cut, I feel like.
Yeah. I feel like that's a really good workplace cut.
I feel like for the
workplace, what do you think, Colton?
It's pretty appropriate, you know. It kind of seems professional almost. It gives off that, you know, professional look.
Yeah.
I do really, you know, I respect it.
I feel like it's a solid cut. All right, two more little rewinds. What do you think about the buzz cut in a workplace and a man bun?
Like, which one's better, or what do I think of both?
Both.
Buzz cut? I feel like, dude, buzz cut is nice.
Buzz cut's nice. It just screams success.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it screams, you know, dominance. May I? going on over to the man bun, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of that in the workplace.
All right. Braun wasn't either. He called me, and we asked him about the man bun. He said he didn't like it.
Oh, you called him like just now?
He called me. He wants to help with groceries in a sec. But...
I thought you just called him.
I love how this is all on the podcast.
Oh, it's actually on the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we're recording.
All right, nice. Cheers.
Cheers, man. Dude. Thanks.
Yeah. Brayden, cheers, man.
Cheers, man. Good to see you, bro.
He gets you because he's screen sharing.
No, I'll see him now with the nugs. Oh, it was like 10 seconds delayed.
Alright, fellas.
Alright, let's see.
To the new podcast. New episode dropping, huh?
Yes, sir. Solo.
Alright, first one.
Thanks, man.
Alright. You guys have fun.
Love you.
Thanks, man.
Alright.
Dude, that was an awesome tidbit from Colton there.
Yeah, that was great advice. So now we have four different takes,
which is pretty great. No, and I also, dude, I just want to say, dude, the bobby cut for, because, I mean, yeah, we got to include the girls in on this for the girls in the workplace. The bobby cut is a safe bet, dude. I feel like this
really
does scream profesh. It's just, it's good, you know? It's not like it's too... I don't know what the right word is. Like, what's the right word? Progressive, I guess. It's not too progressive. It's just like, it's just a good look. Because you can look good on the street if you're a girl.
It's very business, you know? Cause, yeah, I feel like it goes with everything, too. No matter what outfit you're wearing.
But it still looks good if you're wearing a chill outfit at home. Like, you know, but it could look good with like a more like suit vibe. So this is an awesome cut. This might be one of my favorite cuts that we've talked about on the podcast today.
Yeah.
But yeah, is there any other cuts you want to mention before we wrap it up, or what do you think?
Nothing's really coming to mind right now because I kind of just wanted to go over the really extreme ones.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. What about you?
I mean, you mentioned extreme, dude, and a mohawk popped in my head.
Oh, dude, that one takes me back. I used to rock a nice mohawk.
Yeah, me too, dude. Back and like the
grid.
Remember the bicycle helmets we used to have with the fake mohawks on?
Yeah.
I feel honest,
like it's not really a problem anymore.
Yeah, I don't think.
I feel like as soon as that guy walks in your office, you kind of already know. It's not really a question. But, you know, we can leave that one up to the viewers, you know. Let us know on the Instagram comments what you guys think about mohawks, you know.
Yeah. Dude, let us know in the Spotify comments. Did you know we have Spotify comments?
Oh, I know we had Spotify comments.
Yeah, you can
comment. I know we had reviews.
You can comment on Spotify. Isn't that cool?
Oh, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, dude, comment anywhere. Dude, let us know what you think about mohawks or any of the other haircuts and styles that we discussed. We'd like to know because we're not... always right. We like other opinions. So, Yeah, we honestly, yeah, we don't know. We don't know anything about hair. So honestly, maybe we get a hairstylist in here. That'd be cool.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be like really that. Cool. I could hit up my
bro. You what? Who?
My stylist, Leah.
Dude, yeah. Or like, I mean, it would be cool. We get someone that like kind of does it as like a side hustle, or like in like has their own business, you know?
Yeah, because what Leah does is she rents a chair from like.
Okay. Yeah, bro, that'd be great. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that would be. That'd be pretty cool. I've actually talked to her a little bit about it when I've gotten my hair cut, but...
About the podcast? I mean, there's...
No, not about the podcast, but yeah. I've talked about, like, what she does, and, like, that's how I know she rents the chair and stuff, and...
Yeah, that makes
and
sense.
And all that, you know, but it is interesting. I mean, we could talk about a lot of stuff. We could talk about, like, you know, how often do you get new clippers, yeah. You know? Like,
bro, maybe you could even be getting the haircut while we have the podcast.
Oh, no, whoa. That would be cool.
I would feel a little left out. I'm not going to lie. I'd just be kind of watching.
Yeah.
But you can almost do like a solo if you wanted to. That'd be kind of cool.
Maybe. Yeah, I could probably
But I don't know. I'd be down.
It would be hard with the... I feel like the buzzers would be a little bit loud.
Oh, that's true.
Plus the Wi-Fi sucks where I get my hair cut. But...
All right. Whatever. Well, I mean... We'll just have her on.
Yeah, we'll just, you know... Or maybe, I don't know, I can bring it up to her next time I get my hair cut, but that's definitely something cool we could scheme up in the future.
Yeah.
Sounds
good.
Yeah, because we could talk about, like, dude, craziest cut she's ever done, like, I mean, this could be cool little opportunity, so. Yeah. All right, cool. Well, anything else? What do you think?
Dude, I think we had a really successful first solo episode. I think we got a lot of good content here. I think the people are going to enjoy it. I hope so, at least. I don't know.
Yeah. Who knows? I enjoyed it, though. And honestly, I'll probably be listening to it again. But, yeah, dude, good luck in the snowstorm.
Thanks, bro.
Stay safe out there, bro. And, yeah, if you want, maybe we can hop on another call tomorrow. You know, put one in the vault, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Awesome,
dude. All right, everyone. Do you want to close it out?
I opened it up, so you close it out.
All right, everyone. Thanks for joining us. If you got this far, I am truly shocked. You made it 51 minutes into our whole conversation. Sorry, 52 in about 7 seconds. But thank you guys for being here. And actually, I'm going to cut some out. Probably end up being like 50. Anyway, that's a lot of time to spend with us. I appreciate you doing it. Yeah. Go check out the Instagram. Leave us some comments. And see you guys.